Good afternoon. I should begin by saying Happy New Year. In the church, this is the first Sunday of a new year, and it's great to be here, especially with all of you on this day. In the letter of Paul to the Romans that we read today, it begins with these words, "You know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep." The purpose of the rhythms of seasons within the church is that we don't go to sleep, get lulled into a routine that is so obvious and so usual that we just kind of go asleep, even if we are still up and walking around. I think you know how that can go. Our bodies move in motion, our eyes are open. We might even speak and go through our day as usual, but still, really, we are not awake. That can happen especially when we think that God is really far away, or if we fall into that notion of the kingdom of God that we so often operate under, that being that Jesus will return someday. But for now, we just have to get through our days, do whatever it is we need to do each day, just survive this day, then the next, and then someday Jesus will come and change all of this. But Paul's point is this: Jesus is here now, right now, and will come to you and to me in some of the most unexpected places and some of the most unexpected times. And we don't have to wait for some other time. We have to wake from our walking sleep now so that we might see that and see those times when Jesus comes and to prevent us from missing when he does. Advent is about preparation, preparing our hearts to accept Jesus again and to accept him in deeper ways than we ever have before, because after another year, we are different. We are not the same as we were last year. Each and every one of us are different. We will hear all of these things in Advent. Be alert, wake up, prepare the way, in this world, inside this church, inside each of us. Advent is always about starting over. If you think about it, it's a great gift to have this cycle and circle of seasons in our church where we follow the journey of life and death and resurrection of Jesus. Every year we learn and hear about this change that changes our life. And we learn yet again, and every time we learn new things and see things in different ways than when we first heard them. So Advent is about starting over. Always we get to begin again, to start over. That is what today is about. Advent is about a new year, about preparation of ourselves, and about starting over. So, do your best not to get caught up in what this country especially has made this time about. Buying presents, giving gifts to each other, many of which we don't need or want, and will never use. Instead, focus and reflect on the greatest gift ever given in this life, Jesus Christ, who is coming into our lives once again as a little innocent baby who, though small and helpless, does and will continue to change the world. So I say to you all, the words Paul leaves for those who would follow Jesus, "You know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. Wake up, be alert, be ready. Jesus is coming now, today, every day." My sisters and brothers, I have said these words to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.